You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Survive into the next year.
Right. Yep.
But there are a lot of stores up and down. Clinton, of course, is lined with all kinds of stores and museums and galleries and restaurants and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of shops that that you can go to the Clinton Guild,
yep.
.org and get all the details of what goes on. I talked to Carol Beta. Carol Beta is one of the runs one of the oldest operations in town. She's celebrating 39 years this year.
Wow. There,
and she told me that there are 9 businesses in Clinton that are still run by the original owners for more than 35 years.
That's amazing.
So there are stores lining that main street and,
yep.
and surrounding streets that have been there for ages.
That means they understand it. They know how to adapt. You don't.
They know how to adapt.
35
to changing
years.
Times.
So that puts them at 1980.
1980 and before she started in 70.
Yeah, so in the 70s. So they adapted to the energy crises, the 80s, the 90s with the blow up of the NASDAQ in the late 90s.
Yeah,
the downturn in the early 2000s, the downturn of 2007. So
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They've adapted all along, and Clinton has had several floods along Main Street, as you know.
Yeah,
over the years.
There you have.
But Carol runs Heartstrings, the store is called,
mm-hmm.
There are all kinds of handmade jewelry and holiday gifts and decorations and women's and children's clothing, all types of things in that store. Upstairs, she has another shop. Called the Gilded Nest,
wow.
Where you can find German glass and local artisan and works, all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Paper,
yep,
paper goods.
Wow, so there's lots.
But
of...
it's quite a store.
Yeah, well,
I talked to Meg Metz in Frenchtown,
mm-hmm.
who also runs a very interesting shop called Modern Love, and she's almost 6 years old there. In Frenchtown, this is a shop that is emphasizes all kinds of design and sustainable living, craftsmanship, quality products, and so forth from all over the world. She has a holiday room, she said, with lots of new fun things, including ornaments and stockings for the holidays and Hanukkah. Handmade mittens and gloves or hats for kids and adults. She described a magnetic wooden block line for children where they play with blocks, but they're magnetic, so they stick together and you can build all kinds of things with them.
Oh, cool.
It's an interesting place.
Mm-hmm.
That was chosen as one of editors' best in Dwell Magazine. Dwell Magazine is an international publication, and Meg said that she was chosen as one of 75 shops all over the world as being one that people should check out.
Great! Wow!
It was quite an honor for
yeah sure
to be chosen from a worldwide list.
Yep.
It's called Modern Love.
Modern
it's
Love.
On Bridge Street in Frenchtown.
Okay, super. Lots of.
I also talked with I'm sorry.
You're saying lots of our small shops that we have. Go ahead.
Yeah. There's a big one in Lambertville called the People's Store.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about them before, but this is a big place. It could take an all-day visit. They have some 50 dealers. It's a co-op, and it's three floors, so it's quite an operation there on Union Street. The People's Store, you'll find, I'll go down the list here, jewelry, mm-hmm. collectibles, artwork,
wow.
lighting, vintage clothing, silver, American antiques and furnishings, vintage Christmas ornaments, books, and a lot more. With 50 dealers, you might imagine what you'd find poking
sure.
around. That's, but they're closed on Thanksgiving, as are most stores. But they're having a store-wide sale for the 3 days following
right.
on the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's open, other than being closed on Thanksgiving and Christmas, they're open 7 days, 10 to 6. The
PeopleStore.net.
You
wow.
can find all kinds of things. They're on Facebook and Twitter and everything else.
Sure. Wow, lots of great stuff. Lots of great stuff.
Yeah, so your shopping weekend, you can eat your turkey and then be ready to shop the weekend.
Right. Now, I'm going to ask you this real quick. Where do you stand on businesses opening on Thanksgiving? Where's that falling to you?
Well, you mean personally? I think
personally.
They should be closed.
There you go.
I think they should be closed. I think that stores open, big stores,
mm-hmm.
Sears, Walmart, whatever, opened on Thanksgiving Day several years ago, and this year, I don't find many that are open. Sears, I think, is opening after 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay,
you'd have to check that, but. Mm-hmm. The stores have found that it didn't pay that much to open too early.
Yep.
But they're all open on the Friday following.
Yep, we got Friday, Black Friday, and then we got...
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
...of human life.
King also says abortion mills are a detriment to society.
The abortion mill does not help the community, does not help the family, does not help the person. It kills the baby and often wounds the mother.
The court is scheduled to make its decision by June, and if the Texas law wins, other states could be encouraged to follow suit. I'm Russ Jones.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The Speaker of the House is getting more comfortable in his new position. In an interview on CBS 60 Minutes, Paul Ryan explained why he initially didn't want the job. The Wisconsin Republican said he realized the situation in their caucus was fairly dire and eventually felt he had an obligation to step up and take the job. Many people believe a lung cancer diagnosis is a death sentence, but it's becoming more and more evident that's not the case. Dr. Nathan Pinnell with the Cleveland Clinic says patients healthy enough to get treatment may benefit from newer therapies.
We're doing genetic testing to personalize targeted therapies to patients with lung cancer. We've got immunotherapies, which can significantly prolong survival in some people with lung cancer. And the treatments that we have today are much less toxic than they used to be.
This year, immunotherapy drugs became available to treat some of the more common types of lung cancer. Immunotherapy drugs are medicines engineered to help your immune system recognize and target cancer. Research shows that in patients who have already had chemotherapy in the past, immunotherapy drugs appear to be more effective than another round of chemo.
Cancer has a way of hiding and pretending that it's part of you so your immune system doesn't see it and doesn't attack it. The way these drugs work is they block that so that your immune system actually can see the cancer and it can go in and actually destroy it.
According to Dr. Nathan Pinnell with the Cleveland Clinic, immunotherapy doesn't work for everyone, but when it does, the outcomes are much better.
People lived substantially longer. Remissions were substantially longer with immunotherapy than with chemotherapy, and that's really become now our standard of care.
With more at westernjournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
Pick a better time to start in life.
Starting as a farmer with a brand new wife.
Soon be living in a brand new state.
Brand new state, gonna treat you great.
Gonna give you barley, carrots and potatoes, spinach and tomatoes.
Flowers on the prairie where the June bugs zoom. Plenty of air and plenty of room. Plenty of heart and plenty of hope.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamber.com. It should give you a hint as to perhaps some things that are going to happen today in history. Unbelievable. We have a couple of things, actually, where Oklahoma is mentioned, so we're going to get to that right now. Today in history on History.com. And that is for November 16th, 2015. Start off with our lead story. And again, I don't know if it's just that history loves to dwell on the worst, or we just love to dwell on the worst, or it's just that the negative things show up more in history than the positives. But on the lead story in 1532, Francisco Pizarro, the Spanish explorer and conquistador, springs a trap on the Incan emperor Atahualpa and fewer than 200 men against several thousand. Pizarro, who lures Atahualpa to a feast in the emperor's honor and then opens fire on the unarmed Incans, Pizarro's men massacre the Incans and capture Atahualpa, forcing him to convert to Christianity before eventually killing him. Gee, what a great story. Like I said, and there's more to come. In 1901, a spare, low-slung car called the Torpedo Racer, basically a square platform on bicycle wheels, breaks the world speed record for electric cars in Coney Island, New York. The car's builder and pilot, an engineer named Andrew Riker, managed to coax his machine 1 mile down the straight dirt track in about 63 seconds. That's about 57 miles per hour today. By contrast, the world speed record for an electric vehicle is about 245 miles per hour right now. The battery-powered Torpedo Racer held on to this record for 10 years. In 1863, on this day, Confederates under General James Longstreet failed to defeat a Union force under General Ambrose Burnside at the Battle of Campbell Station near Knoxville, Tennessee. 1945, in a move that stirs up some controversy, the United States ships 88 German scientists to America to assist the nation in its production of rocket technology. Most of these men had served under the Nazi regime, and critics in the United States questioned the morality of placing them in the service of America. Nevertheless, the U.S. government, desperate to acquire the scientific know-how that had produced the terrifying and destructive V-1 and V-2 rockets for Germany during World War II, and fearful that the Russians were also utilizing captured German scientists for the same, welcomed the men with open arms, realizing that the importance of scientists who had so recently worked for the Nazi regime, so hated by Americans, was a delicate public relations situation. The U.S. military cloaked the operation in secrecy. In announcing the plan, a military spokesman merely indicated that some German scientists who had worked on rocket development had, quote, volunteered, unquote, to come to the United States and work for a, quote, very moderate salary, unquote. The voluntary nature of the scheme was somewhat undercut by the admission that the scientists were in, quote, protective custody, unquote. Upon their arrival in the United States and on November 16th, newsmen and photographers were not allowed to interview or photograph the newcomers. A few days later, a source in Sweden claimed that the scientists were members of the Nazi team and they were working on the V weapons that had been produced. The U.S. government continued to remain somewhat vague about the situation, stating only that, quote, certain outstanding German scientists and technicians were being imported in order to, quote, take full advantage of these significant developments, which are deemed vital to our national security. The situation pointed out one of the many ironies connected with the Cold War. The United States and the Soviet Union, once allies against Germany and the Nazi regime during World War II, were now in a fierce contest to acquire the best and brightest scientists who had helped arm the German forces in order to construct weapons systems to threaten each other. In 1957, infamous killer Edward Gein murders his last victim, Bernice Worden of Plainfield, Wisconsin. His grave, robbing, necrophilia, and cannibalism gained national attention and may have provided inspiration for the characters of Norman Bates of Psycho and serial killer Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs. Like I said, November 16th, not a good day. Construction begins on a giant bonfire at Texas A&M's University on this day, the continuation of a tradition that began 90 years earlier. 2 days later, that bonfire collapsed, killing 12 students and injuring another 27. In 1907, Indian Territory and Oklahoma Territory collectively entered the United States as Oklahoma, which was the 46th state of the United States. In 1988, in Pakistan, citizens vote in their first open election in more than a decade, choosing a prime minister, the populist candidate Benazir Bhutto, daughter of former Pakistan leader Zulfikar Ali Bhutto. She was the first woman leader of a Muslim country in modern history. In 2001, on this day. The British author J.K. Rowling's star creation, bespectacled boy wizard Harry Potter, makes his big screen debut in Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, which opens in movie theaters across the United States. Based on the mega best-selling fantasy novel of the same name, the film, which starred Daniel Radcliffe in the title role, went on to become one of the highest-grossing movies in history. In literature, on this day, 1849, a Russian court sentences Fyodor Dostoevsky to death for his allegedly anti-government activities linked to a radical intellectual group. His execution stayed at the last minute. Was stayed at the last minute. And in music, 1959, it wasn't all bad. The Sound of Music premieres on Broadway on this day in 1959. In 1821, on this day, Missouri Indian trader William Becknell arrives in Santa Fe, New Mexico, sells his goods at an enormous profit, and makes plans to return the next year over the route that will become known as the Santa Fe Trail. In presidential news, 1973, President Richard Nixon declares that Americans' energy requirements have outpaced its production capacity and urges Congress to pass Senate Bill 1081, which would authorize the construction of a pipeline to access oil from the North Slope of Alaska. We've been fighting over that and all the other pipelines ever since. And finally, Oklahoma's back in the news yet again, but for a different reason, and that is 1957. Notre Dame beats Oklahoma 7-0, ending the Sooners' 47-game, 1,512-day college football winning streak. The game also marked the first time in more than 120 games that Oklahoma didn't score a single point. Sooners fans were stunned. Some cried, some sat in the stadium for more than an hour after the game was over. But as Sooners coach Bud Wilkinson said in the locker room after the game, quote, "There wasn't anything mysterious about it. We just got beat," unquote. And that is Today in History from History.com for November 16th, 2015. Ironic that Oklahoma shows up twice, is it not? We have other things to talk about, and we'll talk about them with regard to NJ.com and some of our news. So let's get to that. And so we continue with more information about Hunterdon County, some of it current, some of it historical. We have one here about, remember we were talking about a time capsule over at DelVal that they had completely forgotten about and located later on because an alumnus had mentioned it? Well, Emily Cummins of NJ.com reported the 13th that the copper box of memorabilia that was buried inside the cornerstone of Delaware Valley Regional High School in 1959 was almost lost and forgotten, but on Thursday the school finally revealed its contents. Quote, "The intention of DelVal's forefathers was for the original time capsule to be opened on the school's 50th anniversary," Superintendent Daria Wasserbach said. "But there was no marker on that cornerstone, and those who knew about the box weren't around to share the story. So in 2009, it was not unearthed. Eventually, the existence of the time capsule became somewhat of an urban legend. And that's until my chance, dare I say, serendipitous, meeting with past September with Boyden Stretch," Wasserbach said. Stretch, a retired metal shop teacher at Delaware Valley Regional High School, handcrafted the copper box and was disappointed that the time capsule had not been unveiled in 2009. Quote, "This has been a long time coming, and it's just by chance," Stretch told a crowd of students, teachers, alumni, and community members at an unearthing ceremony on Thursday. Stretch, whose first year of teaching was at the new school in 1959, retired after 33 years and now lives in Alexandria. Jokingly admitting he really only wanted to see if the box held up, Stretch said he wasn't sure what was inside. Wasserbach and Stretch then proceeded to open the box and reveal its contents. Inside was a copy of the Delaware Valley News, a copy of the 1959-60 student handbook, a program from the cornerstone laying in 1959, municipal resolutions regarding the establishment of a regional high school, a drawing of a proposed high school layout with later blueprints, the 1957 referendum, the bond paperwork, and a receipt for completion of construction. In 1959, there were 24 faculty members, 25 rooms, 434 students, and 10 bus routes. And as of 2015, the school serves more than 900 students with 200 faculty members and other professionals. Replacing Frenchtown High School, Delval was the third high school created in Hunterdon County and was supported by voters and bond money from Alexandria, Holland, Kingwood, Frenchtown, and Milford. Quote, "I had no idea they were going to do this even back when they put it in," said Ron Smith, class of 1960, who played trumpet at the 1959 ceremony. "It was really enjoyable. The only thing I remember being in there was a copy of the news. I've been looking forward to this for weeks." The items in copper box will continue to be on display at the high school. And I wonder if they'll put another one in. We've heard about that before, and perhaps they'll do it again. More historical news. My man, Dr. Lowe. We talked about Dr. Lowe last week as some of the schools had created their own little micro charitable donation of candy to New Jersey orthodontist. But Dr. Lowe gets 1.7 thousand pounds of Halloween candy to the U.S. troops. Emily Cummins reports on the 13th that collecting nearly one ton of Halloween candy, Lowe Orthodontics gave out $1 for each pound they received to both the kids who brought it in and the Hunterdon Outreach Program, which provides athletic activities for special needs kids and adults. Dr. Lowe, Dr. Darren Lowe, and his team at Lowe Orthodontics set a goal of collecting 650 pounds. But word spread quickly, and in their 12th year of collecting candy, they received 1,709 pounds. Where does all of it go? The candy was turned over to Tom Cunningham of Operation Jersey Cares in Raritan Borough, who will send it in care packages to servicemen and women overseas. There's a weird irony to that. We're trying to keep our servicemen and women fit and alert, and we're also trying to give them some recognition from home, but sending them Halloween candy sounds a little weird. I know it's going to spread thin, and there's, you know, everybody's going to get a piece, but good grief. We could send them like granola bars or something. Dr. Lowe said he's more than happy to fight childhood obesity and protect his patients' teeth as well as help the troops. Quote, "From a health perspective, I think it's important for the kids not to eat 1,700 pounds of candy. Not that I want the troops to eat it," there you go, "but I think it brings some enjoyment to them and it gives them the flavor of what they might be missing at home," Lowe said. Spreading the joy a little further, Lowe handed $1,709 check to Danielle Hendy, president of the Hunterdon Outreach Program. "We couldn't be happier. It's a win-win for the troops and for the HOPs, our special needs kids," said HOP Treasurer Steve Carroll. Staffer Teresa Saracinello, who was in charge of community relations, coordinated the buyback, was overwhelmed and delighted to set a new record for the year. Saracinello said key players in the operation were the students at Three Bridges Elementary School, which we reported on, and Davis Elementary School in Southampton, PA, who added substantially to the collection. Lowe Orthodontics has offices in Annandale and Flemington. All right, Dr. Lowe. Got to hand it to you, man. It's just a great gig, and yeah, I understand where you're coming from, but it still comes off rather funny to say that we're going to hand it all over to the troops. But nonetheless, very cool stuff. We're going to take a break now, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunting and HuntChimber.com right after these messages.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes. Snowflakes that stay.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon. More things to talk about in Hunterdon County. There's been a trend, I guess is the way to put it, of microbreweries. We have been talking about just recently about hard cider, people developing that. We have a microbrewery here in New Jersey that needs a name. And this is reported in NJ.com. The article is written by Emily Cummins, who's doing a fabulous job for the NJ.com, and I'm taking advantage of it. From November 14th, Emily says, attention all hopheads and beer lovers. Ahead of its projected summer 2016 opening, Flemington's first microbrewery is in need of a name, and its owners are asking the public for help. The brewery is scheduled to open as early as August 2016 in a custom-built facility at 44 Stangle Road across from the Polo Outlet Store. Owners Todd Becker and Bob King, longtime residents of Raritan Township, have established a website, namethebrewery.com, where locals are submitting name suggestions. Online visitors can also sign up for email updates on the brewery progress. Quote, we're very excited to bring craft brewing to Flemington, where we think it will be a perfect complement to the many local businesses that are fueling the revitalization of the downtown area, Becker said. Once open, King and Becker plan to produce about 35,000 gallons or 280,000 pints of beer per year, and the brewery will have a seating capacity of about 150 people. The brewery will also feature almost 2,000 square feet of loft space and will overlook the brewing operations and the serving area. The loft will accommodate private events for up to 50 people and will feature a draft system dedicated to the room. Offering up to 10 beers on tap, including a rotation of IPAs, amber ales, porters, stouts, and some seasonal brews, customers will be able to enjoy glasses of beer on the site or by filling 32-ounce or 64-ounce growlers. The brewery also plans to offer cans of select beers in 4-packs. Starting off as home brewers in 1990s, King said one of his personal favorites is a honey lager, and Becker said an exciting variety he's tried is a chocolate raspberry stout. Quote, we really want to keep our customers engaged and involved in our process, King said, and part of that will be doing smaller brews that people can weigh in on. Although the brewery cannot prepare or serve food under state law, the owners plan to partner with local food trucks to serve brewery customers that can host catered events from an outside service. The timing is right for a microbrewery in Flemington, King said. The craft beer industry is exploding in the United States, where the number of breweries nationwide recently surpassed 4,000. Hunterdon County has mostly missed out on this growth, he said. We are looking forward to offering brewery tours to the public and demonstrating how we make our beer. We also plan to get local home brewers involved who can perhaps help us create new beers. Becker said that support from the borough of Flemington and the Flemington bid has been instrumental in moving the project forward. They have been so supportive in this process. Quote, it will add even more energy to the Stangle area and extend that energy to the Liberty Village shopping area, Flemington Mayor Phil Greiner said in the press release. We are delighted to welcome Bob to the Flemington business community and look forward to working with them to make this a success story for the whole town. Megan Jones-Holt, the BID executive director and also the host of the Rotary Hour on right after me, said her office worked closely with the borough and the planning board to fast-track the approvals for the brewery. This is just one aspect of what the Business Improvement District is doing for its members, she stated in the release. We're partnering with the municipality and helping to identify and remove hurdles that property owners and prospective businesses face. The yet-to-be-named brewery has created social media accounts to provide updates. Follow on Twitter at NameTheBrewery or on Facebook at Facebook.com/NameTheBrewery. That's what the bid is all about, right there, to work on the issue, the challenge of getting the vacancy rate down, getting businesses in that are going to thrive, and making those businesses the attraction for people to show up, because that's the trouble, that's the challenge that Flemington is facing today. And so it's great to hear that the bid is having a success story in this particular manner. Well, we got to name that brewery. I don't know. There's a lot of different things that we could start to consider. There's some history there. So why don't you go and comb the archives? Maybe even get Stephanie Stevens to help out. Kind of think of something that would work with what we iconically recognize as Flemington. So it'll be interesting. Let's see what else we got going on. Historically, we have Stewartsville in the news. Common Sense for Animals in Stewartsville is celebrating 25 years. The staff at NJ Advanced Media reported on the 13th that Common Sense for Animals, known as CSA, in Stewartsville is celebrating 25 life-saving years. Current adorable exotic pets awaiting adoption, including five cuddly young buff-colored rats, one female and four males, eight of the most amusing mixed calico-colored guinea pigs, and several flirty finches. These charming sweethearts share the CSA no-kill shelter with a bundle of playful multicolored kittens and an array of dogs and cats all ready for a loving home. Common Sense for Animals is conveniently located at Route 57 in Stewartsville. The meet-and-greet visiting hours are 8 a.m. to 4, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to 7, and the Saturday and Sunday hours are 9 a.m. to 4. Call them at 908-859-3060 for more information and to schedule a meeting. Visit them on Facebook at csa-adoptions.org is their website. 25 years. Congratulations to them for finding a mission and completing it for 25 years. Continuing with that, 11th Hour Rescue announces grand opening of its kennel to the public. So 11th Hour Rescue, staff at NJ Advanced Media reported on the 13th that this 11th Hour Rescue announced the grand opening of its kennel facility in Randolph to the public. A house on the existing property has been recently converted into a fully operational adoption center following what was formerly an appointment-only facility to be open to the general public for the first time. The grand opening celebration will take place on Thanksgiving weekend and will include reduced adoption fees on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, as well as a special bonus of an extra $25 off the already reduced adoption fee of any black dog adopted on Black Friday. The weekend will include food, fun, and great giveaway to every adopter while supplies last. Visitors are encouraged to stop by and say hello, enjoy some refreshments, and check out the many adoptable dogs ready to find their new loving home. Please join us at 11th Hour Rescue at 861 Route 10 East in Randolph. Call 973-927-1123 or more information. Hours are Friday, November 27th, 12 to 8, Saturday, November 28th, 12 to 8, and Sunday, November 29th, 12 to 5. For more information, contact ehrdogs.org or call 973-664-0865 to avoid delays. Go online today and complete an adoption application at no cost and no obligation. Not sure why that wound up in our Hunterdon County list of articles, but nonetheless, something to, if you happen to be looking for that cuddly kitten or dog, give them a call. Staff at NJ Advanced Media reports on the 13th that Hunterdon County blood drive schedule is set up. We always need blood. We always need blood. So New Jersey Blood Services announces that it is conducting a local blood drives open to the public. The following drives are scheduled in the near future. Monday, December 7th at Delaware Valley High School, Senator Stout Road, Frenchtown, from 7:45 to 1:45. On Saturday, December 12th, Clinton United Methodist Church, 15 Halstead Street, Clinton, 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And on Monday, December 14th, Flemington Elks Lodge, 1928 165 Route 31, Flemington, 2:30 to 8:30. To donate blood or for more information on how to organize a blood drive, call 1-800-933-2566 or visit nybloodcenter.org. Not sure why it's NY, but that's the URL that's written in the article. All right, we are now going to take another break. We'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon right after these messages. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
That distant look is in your eyes. I thought with time you'd realize.
And something somewhere's got to give as sharing this relationship gets older, older. You know I'd fight for you, but how can I find someone who isn't even there? I've had the rest of you, now I want the best of you. I don't care if that's not fair, 'cause I want it all or nothing.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today. All right, it's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our five regional high schools. We are finishing up the fall season, and a lot of the tournaments are completing. And unfortunately, only a few can stand tall. Let's see how we did. Bellevue had a football match against Spotswood, defeated Spotswood 34-20 on Friday. All right, Bellevue moving on. Central. South Brunswick got the better of the Red Devils 46-7. And girls volleyball 2-0 victory over Williamstown. I think that might make the Red Devils the champions. North Hunterdon, football game against Irvington, defeating Irvington handily 35-21 on Saturday. South Hunterdon, I don't have a score against Riverside. And finally, Voorhees, Cranford faced Voorhees, and Voorhees did not have a good day. Cranford winning easily 56-7. All right, here's the calendar for the next couple of days. Friday the 20th, we have cheerleading varsity sectionals. Delaware Valley and Hunterdon Central will, Delaware Valley will be there. On Saturday the 21st, cheerleading girls varsity competition. Hunterdon Central will be at Barnegat High School for that. There's the cross-country meet of champions. South Hunterdon will be there along with Voorhees, Central, all at Holmdel Park. Volleyball meet tournament of champions. Immaculata Heart Academy comes to Hunterdon Central at 3:30. Actually, it'll be played at Williams Patterson University. So plan on being there next Saturday for the meet of champions. Hunterdon Central wins their division, and now they're going to face the rest of the champions to see who will be the state champion. Sunday the 22nd, volleyball continues, and hopefully Hunterdon Central will still be there on the 22nd. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our five regional high schools. Please support our local athletes. They love playing for a crowd. They do it because they love their sport. And a great time to go and check out an unbelievable match with the various championships and state champ that everybody would like to see. Great competition there. We move on to other scholastic and other school news. Black Hawk helicopter comes and visits Copper Hill in Ringos, the Copper Hill School in Ringos. How about that? So if you happen to have heard a helicopter coming overhead, the staff at NJN Vance Media reported on the 14th that on November 13th, a Black Hawk helicopter landed at Copper Hill School for Veterans Day visit. Pilot Mike Poliak, who was the father of Copper Hill student, was joined by a team for the copter's landing visit, takeoff, and a final flyby. The students had the opportunity to climb aboard, check out the equipment, and wave and cheer as the copter landed and took off again. It was a thrill for all of the Copper Hill Cougars. Special thanks to the New Jersey Army National Guard, UH-60 crew, CW-4 Michael Poliak, ILT Brent Long, Sergeant Ralph Foy, and passengers Master Sergeant Matthew Poliak, USAF, and Staff Sergeant Katie Williams of the USAF. How about that? Very cool stuff, having a Black Hawk helicopter come on through. That's got to be impressive. We have a soccer tournament that's taking place yesterday. Special Olympics, New Jersey hosts soccer tournament. And just to give you an idea of some of the great work the people are doing, the staff at NJ Advanced Media reported that Special Olympics New Jersey will host its annual Shriver Cup United Unified Soccer Tournament on Sunday at the Players Development Academy in Somerset. Unified sports teams from New Jersey colleges and high schools will compete in the separate divisions, each one hoping to take home the gold. Unified sports teams are made up of athletes with and without intellectual disabilities, bringing them together on sports teams to train and compete side by side, each one a meaningful and equal part of the team. Unified Sports is unlike any other college organization that I have been part of, said Rachel Dickler, Unified partner and student at the College of New Jersey. I look forward to Unified Sports each week because I get to hang out and compete with some of the best people I have ever met. While this is a fun event for the people of all abilities, it is also highly competitive as this culminating event of the season and teams practice together leading up to the tournament. Some event hosts even own school-wide leagues, and these teams come to the Shriver Cup to win. This is the third annual College Shriver Cup Unified Soccer Tournament, and teams hail from the campuses of Drew, Montclair, Princeton, Ryder, Rowan College of Gloucester, Rutgers, College of New Jersey, Stockton, and the team that won last year's College Shriver Cup Unified Soccer Tournament. That was Stockton, by the way. Last year, I played as a partner representing Rowan at the Shriver Cup. We got knocked out by Stockton. So this year, as a coach, I am definitely hoping to bring the Shriver Cup back to Rowan, said Teague Brody Carney, Rowan University student and College Unified Soccer coach. But at the end of the day, my team just wants to have as much time to play unified as we can. I just want to see my team have the most fun, though hopefully that involves quite a few wins. Playing college unified is something I will miss dearly when I leave Rowan, so I'm happy to have another opportunity to play against them this Sunday. This is the second time the Shriver Cup will be contested at a high school level, with the teams hailing from Elizabeth, Ewing, Hamilton, West, Montgomery, Raritan, Hazlitt, Union County, and Union City, and the team that won last year's High School Shriver Cup Unified Soccer Tournament. The colleges involved in the Special Olympics New Jersey College Unified
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. A new video out today from ISIS threatens that any countries taking part in airstrikes in Syria will suffer the same fate as France. New York Representative Peter King tells Fox News President Obama should tell America what we must do to stop ISIS.
We are involved in a battle for civilization, and for the president to be calling it a crime and bringing people to justice. No, this is war. This is massive savagery on the part of ISIS.
Over 130 people were killed Friday in a series of coordinated terror attacks across Paris. According to a report from Reuters, the ISIS video specifically threatens an attack in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, in a speech at the G20 summit in Turkey, President Obama remarked that last week's terror attacks in Paris were a terrible and sickening setback in the fight against the terror organization. He said that despite the attacks, progress has been made in that fight. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Hi, my name is Rusty Humphries. I'm a radio talk show host heard by millions of people each and every week. And my word is my bond. When I tell you about something, I mean it. I was on my computer not that long ago, and as I'm typing away, all of a sudden this popped up. Hey, your computer's got a virus. Call this number. We can help you. Come to find out that the number that was supposed to help me, they wanted to rip me off hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Don't be a victim like I was. Call my friends at Hey PC Guy. Hey PC Guy! No obligation. They will check out your computer and they give you 100% guarantee. If they can't fix your computer, you don't pay. Hey PC Guy helps you out remotely so you don't have to unplug your computer, you don't have to take it to a store, and no weird guys come into your house. Hey PC Guy has a subscription service as low as $5 a month, and they'll help you out 24/7. Do yourself a favor. Call for a free diagnostic check of your computer, 877-900-4343. 877-900-4343. That's 877-900-4343. Hey, PC Guy!
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is taking a stand against the relocation of Syrian refugees to the state. Abbott wants President Obama to halt plans to allow more Syrian refugees to relocate to the United States. He announced this morning he's ordering state officials not to take part in the resettlement of Syrian refugees in the Lone Star State. The governors of Michigan and Alabama have announced similar decisions. Police in Maryland say the student who threatened gun violence at Washington College is now considered a missing person. Students and staff on campus were told this morning to shelter in place after the parents of a student said their son had returned home early this morning to get a gun. Police have been searching buildings on campus and the college is closed until further notice. And the U.S. Supreme Court will not consider a case involving efforts to get more information about Planned Parenthood. A group called New Hampshire Right to Life has been trying to secure information about Planned Parenthood's internal dealings. Planned Parenthood is at the center of a national debate over abortion and the harvesting of fetal tissue for research. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get limited time savings on beautiful floors.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
To the Asia-Pacific region, John Clemens reports.
In comments to the news media during his visit to the South Korean side of the heavily fortified demilitarized zone, Mr. Carter called on Pyongyang to avoid provocations that would only add to tensions on the peninsula.
The ever-present danger is the